Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, this is Alex Ruggieri, and welcome to the Commercial Connections Podcast. Today, my guest is Mr. Bob Nackel. Mr. Nackel is the chairman and founding partner of Massey Nackel Realty Services, a full-service property sales firm in New York City. He graduated from the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania with a Bachelor of Science degree in economics in 1984, started his real estate career at C.B. Richard Ellis, where he met Paul Massey. They both left C.B. in 1988 to form Massey Nackel. To date, Massey Nackel has closed over 4,500 transactions, having a market value in excess of $17 billion. And Mr. Nackel has been personally responsible for the sale of more than 1,300 buildings worth over $8 billion. At the age of 36, Mr. Nackel was named to Crain's New York Business 40 Under 40 New York Rising Stars list for his outstanding achievements in the New York City business community. Welcome, Robert Nackel.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, I am so excited about having you on the podcast. I've learned an awful lot about your career, and I want so very much to have the opportunity for our listeners to hear some of the things you have to say in terms of how you built your business, some of the secrets of your success. And I know you run quite a very active brokerage firm in New York City, and maybe some of the top broker traits that realtors have in your firm, and just kind of get your thoughts. What are some of those traits that you feel bring success to the folks when they come into business and the kinds of things they need to try to adopt as they build their businesses?
Well, there are several things that we see in the folks that do the best at our firm, and I think throughout the industry. And probably the most important trait that we see is that the people who do the best have a tremendous passion for the business. And I speak to a lot of young folks that are in college who are thinking about getting into a career and trying to figure out what they want to do. And the one thing that I always tell them is to expose yourself to as many things as possible and find what it is that you really love. Because if you really love the job you do, you will excel at it. I think if people select a vocation simply because they want to make a lot of money, it's very easy to get burned out and not focus. But if you do something that you really love, you can put a lot of time in, and you'll always do really well. So people that do the best in our business are, I believe, the people who really love the business the most.
Yes, you know, I remember when I was telling my dad as a young man that I wanted to go into the real estate business, he said, well, you can be very successful in the real estate business. There's only one problem. And I said, what's that? He said, you have to eat, sleep, drink, and think real estate 24 hours a day. And, I mean, I think that was his way of saying that, you know, if you want to be successful in the real estate industry, that's fine, but you better have that passion for it because that's what it takes.
Right. So passion is definitely one of those characteristics. Another one that we see is specialization. And by specialization, I mean doing one thing, whether it's property sales or retail store leasing or office leasing or whatever discipline it is, to try to become a specialist so that you can differentiate yourself from the competition and create a competitive advantage. And I know it's a lot easier to do that in the dense markets, large cities, a little more difficult in more urban locations where if you're in commercial real estate, you're probably doing a little of everything. But to the extent that you can specialize and become known as an expert in a certain dimension of the business, it makes it a lot easier to go in and secure that business from the folks who may not be as highly specialized as you are.
Well, my son is a a doctor and recently decided that he was going to complete a surgical residency and become a specialist as a surgeon. And anybody knows that if you're a general practitioner, your salary level is going to be at one level. And if you're a surgeon, your salary level is going to be at a completely different level. And there's no reason why that shouldn't apply to us in the real estate business.
Right. And then there are other characteristics also that I think are important, such as being proactive as opposed to being reactionary. I mean, with the way technology is today, everyone's getting so many emails every day and so many phone calls. You literally could spend the whole day just reacting to people who are trying to advance their agendas. I think it's important to go into the day with a plan and do everything that you can to proactively advance your own agenda. And that requires time management, which is another trait that we see amongst top brokers, people who can allocate their time appropriately, set time aside to do the things that need to get done, and not to waste time, because in this business we say you only have your time and your knowledge, and you can always get more knowledge, but you can never get more time, so you have to use it very wisely. Working hard is another characteristic. We joke around at Massey Knackle saying that if you work here, you only have to work half a day. We say we don't care whether you work the first 12 hours of the day or the second 12 hours. As long as you're working 12 hours a day, you'll be successful. But commercial real estate is certainly not a 9-to-5 job. And I'm often asked what it is that people do before 9 and after 5 that makes them successful. And it's very difficult to quantify exactly what that is. But I know the folks that are in the office the most tend to be the ones at the top of the pack in terms of earnings, and that certainly makes a big difference. And then a couple of other things, simply having integrity is something that is tremendously important. I think it's always most important to consider the relationship that you have with your client and put that relationship ahead of the transaction you're working on, because if you take care of the relationship, the transactions will occur. And to be a positive thinker, folks generally like to work with and hang around with people they like and that are positive. And so even when times are tough, you have to think positively. And we try to instill that in all of our brokers, because if you look at the sales business in New York City, every year only about 2.6% of the total stock of buildings sells, which means that 97.4% of the time people are saying no to you. So you can't let that get to you. You have to think positively and maintain a positive attitude. And then lastly, networking. Networking is a tremendously important thing, and that's whether you go to industry events, trade shows, seminars, or simply take a client out for breakfast, lunch, or drink after work. It's important to meet people face-to-face, because you could make cold calls all day long and send out mailings regularly, and those are both very important things to do, but the quality of the relationship you have with your customer will be much better if you've actually had a chance to meet them face to face. So networking is very, very important, and you know, as I said before, people like to work with people they like, and it's a lot easier to like somebody that you've spent some face to face time with as opposed to simply having a relationship with them over the phone.
Yeah, I love that term that you describe as likability. People really do want to work with people that they like. And sometimes we forget that. And, you know, we can be so, we get so focused that we become one-dimensional. And nobody, you know, if they get the sense that all you care about is a transaction, you don't care about them, then they're not going to react well to that. But if it's just the other way around, and you're putting their interests first, and you have this positive attitude that you're talking about, and this then suddenly this likability is something that comes naturally.
Yeah, I think you have to take a long-term perspective on this business. And I think one of the most powerful things that I say to people when I'm meeting with them and they're thinking about selling is that, look, if you want to sell your building today, I'd love to help you do that. But if you don't want to sell today, I'd love to help you a year from now or 2 years from now or 10 years from now. And when you take away the thought from them that, hey, you're just here because you want to make a quick commission, but that you really have their best interest in mind, it really makes a big difference on how they receive you.
Absolutely. How did you come to learn all of this? I mean, you started in real estate as a young man. What was it that transformed you from just the next person getting their license to becoming the dynamo that you have been in the have become in the industry?
Well, thanks. I think, Alex, a lot of it has been because I've had a passion for this business. And I got into real estate completely by accident. I was a freshman at the Wharton School in 1981, wanted a summer job that would look good on my resume, and went into a Coldwell Banker office thinking that Coldwell Banker was a bank. I wanted to get into investment banking or commercial banking. It was the only summer job I was offered. I took it. I loved it. And so all three summers when I was in college, I did an internship for CB. Started with them full time when I got out of college. And I've been a very voracious reader my whole life. I love to read books on selling, on real estate, on business, on the economy. And so I think a lot of these things that I've picked up have been through a combination of trial and error, learning over the years what has worked and what hasn't, and reading best practices from other folks in the industry that have done really well. And have been gracious enough to share their insight through books that they've written or videos that they've produced. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of great information out there. It's just a matter of trying to find it and then putting it to use.
Was there any one thing that you, you know, discovered and just said, aha, now I know the direction I need to go?
No, I think it was just something that very first summer when I was in the Coldwell Banker office in northern New Jersey, seeing a bunch of young people who were working very hard, having a good time, making a lot of money, and it seemed like they really enjoyed what they were doing. And sure enough, when I started with them in New York City when I got out of school, I loved the job from the very first day. And I remember when I made my first commission check, I made a commission of $12,500.
Wow.
And that day I thought I was the richest guy in New York City. And it was a great experience, and it's been a terrific ride ever since. I have a tremendous business partner in Paul Massey. I've been partners with him for nearly 30 years, and it's been a very fun ride.
Well, it's fantastic to have you with us today, and we're about out of time, but if we were to just have, say, three most important takeaways from today's conversation to somebody out there listening, driving in their car, listening to the podcast, say, these are the three most important things to remember, what would you say they are?
Well, I think number one is love what you do. Number two is behave and act as if the world is watching, even if no one will ever know what you're doing. And always try to improve yourself. I think the folks that seem to rise to the top in any industry, whether it's commercial real estate or any type of sales or athletics or publishing, what have you, are folks who are never satisfied with how well they are doing and are always trying to get better, whether it's through additional education or reading or talking to folks that have tremendous experience. There's always room to grow and always room to get better.
Fantastic. Well, I can't thank you enough, Bob, for being on the Commercial Connections podcast with us. And if somebody wanted to find out more information about Massey Knackle and your Knackle News Network and all that, how could they do that?
By simply going to our website, which is www.masseyknackle.com. That's MASSEYKNAKAL.com. And all the information is there.
Fantastic. We've been talking with Mr. Bob Nackel from Massey Nackel in New York City. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Alex, it's been a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.